Right now, it's time to see if Pat Pagano makes a difference, if he's feeling any better. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning, Marshall. A little bit better, not great.
You know, I got very, very sick on Sunday. But I managed to break by about 1 o'clock in the morning on Monday, and I came in yesterday at about, I'll say 65-70%, and I'm back to normal today. So I hope you get back to normal quickly.
So do I. What kind of sick were you?
I just got violently ill. I have no idea. I might have eaten something that was bad. All I can remember that I ate was I had a baked potato, and I had what did I have with the baked potato? I had a piece of beef. So maybe something was wrong with one of them. I don't know.
That's kind of interesting because I was in the emergency room from 8 a.m. yesterday morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And they think, of course, it was food poisoning as well. I don't ever remember being that sick. I passed out during this. It hit me at about 11:30 at night Sunday. But it didn't really stop until about 5 a.m. So I decided that, I got to get to the ER. And it was a good thing. They had me on an IV, and they didn't like, there's some irregularities in the EKG. So today they had me seeing a cardiologist at 2:15. I don't think the two are related. I just don't. But the fact that, Marshall, like you said, I don't ever remember. I just don't remember being that sick. I mean, I went to sleep Sunday night. I was fine. And then I woke up, and it was just violent, absolutely violent. And that you were the third person that I spoke to this morning that had similar symptoms. So something tells me that it may not be food poisoning, and there is some sort of virus going around.
I'll tell you, I was sitting at my house, and all of a sudden I felt weird, okay? A little off. But then I got violent pains in my abdomen. I mean, violent. Then everything went to hell from there.
Yeah, you didn't know which end it was coming out of, right?
Yeah, and so I ended up spending from 2 o'clock in the afternoon in bed, in between bed and the bathroom.
Right.
And then at one point in bed, I was shivering so much.
Right.
And then I finally fell asleep, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and the shivering was gone, and I was just sitting in a pool of sweat.
Sweat.
And things improved from that point on.
Well, that was, thank God for you, that you didn't wind up in the ER like me. So today I'll go to the cardiologist and see what he's got to say about the, quote, minor irregularities that they saw. So we'll see what happens there. But weather-wise, Marshall, partly cloudy, 70 today, partly cloudy, 50 tonight, sunny to partly cloudy, 70 to 75 Wednesday, southern clouds, mid-70s Thursday, showers on Friday, 80, and right now it looks like the start of the weekend will offer showers on Saturday.
Just light showers?
No, showers.
All right. That's on Saturday.
That's Saturday.
Any particular outlook for Sunday and Monday?
Right now, Sunday also looks like showers.
Wow. Well, we have to take what's dealt to us, Pat.
Well, that's it. Again, traditionally, Memorial Day weekends here in New England are not usually the greatest. Every once in a blue moon, you get 3 days that are gorgeous. And everybody gets shocked. You should have three beautiful days, but as a result, you're not going to be too shocked this weekend. Although the whole psychology here is play the weekend down as far as nice weather. And then if we change it, we could bring it back up and say, you know what? It's not going to be nearly as wet as we thought. And then everybody will be happy. Of course, it's not going to help you change your plans, but we have to just call the shots the way we see them. Simple as that.
Well, it's like we say in the wintertime, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Best. You're right.
Do the same thing for this weekend. You know, with today's barbecues and stuff like that, and all the fancy things that are out there, you don't even have to grill outside. You can do all that inside with all the fancy stuff, all the equipment that's been made.
That is very true. Yeah, very, very true. Right now, though, I'm glad it's not the Memorial Day weekend, because if it was, I don't even want to look at food.
Yeah.
I do not.
Yeah, what did I have yesterday? I started off slow. I started off with 3 ounces of rice, white rice.
Good.
And my stomach felt just a little queasy, but it kept everything down.
Down, right.
And then for dinner, I had, once again, a baked potato. And I had a 3 ounce piece of chicken. I made some guacamole, but I didn't dare try it.
No, that wouldn't be good.
And that's what I had to eat yesterday.
They give you that whole thing, you know, brat, bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast.
Well, this morning I had toast, and I had dry toast. I didn't even put butter or anything on it. It was just dry toast.
So I did this, like, one slice. That is all I've eaten.
And then when I go home today, I'm going to try to have a decent lunch. You know, a decent lunch. I'm going to try to have, like, a salad and maybe a piece of fish, 3 ounce piece of fish, and some rice, and see how that holds down for the afternoon. But, yeah, whatever it was very violent, very quick, and I'm just glad I came out of it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, the timing was good for you, not me.
Yeah. It's terrible when that happens, when you go to bed, or you're sitting there and you feel perfectly normal, right. And then all of a sudden, you just feel like you're gonna, you know, what my grandmother used to say, the old thing, you don't know whether you're gonna die, or you hope you die because you feel so lousy.
That is so true, and especially that one time when I passed out and I came to, I had absolutely no strength. I didn't know how I was going to be able to stand up.
Well, it's funny. That's why I went into the bedroom. I didn't have any strength. That's why I went straight to the bedroom. And all I had to do was go between the bedroom and the bathroom. Because one time when I got sick like that, I didn't do that. And the same thing happened to me years ago.
You passed out.
Yeah. So, well, I hope you get better today, and I hope the cardiologist has good news for you. I'm sure he will.
I'm sure. I will let you know about that tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope I have better news weather-wise for all of our listeners for the weekend.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself, Pat.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.